Part 1. The Prologue. In April, when the sweet showers fall and feed the roots in the earth, the flowers begin to bloom. The soft wind blows from the west, and the young sun rises in the sky. The small birds sing in the green forests. Then, people want to go on pilgrimages. From every part of England, they go to Canterbury to visit the tomb of Thomas Becket the Martyr, who helped the sick. My name is Geoffrey Chaucer. People say that I am a poet, but I'm not really very important. I'm just a storyteller. One day in spring, I was staying in London at the Tabard Inn. At night, a great crowd of people arrived at the inn, ready to go on a pilgrimage to Canterbury. I soon made friends with them and promised to join them. "You must get up early," they told me. "We are leaving when the sun rises." Before I begin my story, I will describe the pilgrims to you. There were 29. There were men and women, young and old, fat and thin, ugly and beautiful, poor men and lords, some who lived good lives, others who were bad. If you want to know about the world of human beings, then go on a pilgrimage. First of all, there was a knight. He was a brave man who had fought for chivalry, truth, and honour. He had taken part in wars in all parts of the world. He always fought bravely, and he always killed his enemy. Although he was a famous man, he was modest, sincere, and polite. He was a perfect gentleman. The knight rode a fine horse, but his clothes still carried the marks of war.